Welcome. I'm Diana Rickman, and you're listening to the Emotional Freedom Show. Today's conversation is with Andreina Forrest. For a long time, Andreina felt she had no voice and found it easier to stay in the background. Then she experienced a profound healing effect of voice analysis. Andreina has now made it her mission to help others, adults and children, to find their voice, bring out their confidence and healing. Through her business Soul Tone, she perfected a system that involves a simple analysis of your voice and a series of exercises enabling you to balance all the tones in your voice that have been lost through emotional hurt or experiences. She views the voice as a mirror of the physical and emotional self and says that it also reveals where there are toxins in the body. Andreina's passionate about her work. She's witnessed people feel their power from their voice on many occasions, and it touches her heart, she says. She feels she's doing the best to perfect her business and has a powerful message to share. Just imagine what your life would be like if you were able to speak your truth. She also has the most wonderful West Country accent, which reminds me of home. To learn more about Andreina and her work, please head over to her website at www.soultone.com.au. I hope you enjoy our conversation. Andreina, it's lovely to have you here today. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Diana. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Now, I'm really interested in this, the whole idea of the voice and it being a powerhouse to you clearing past blocks and also achieving things in life, and just the way that your voice can show that you have traumas or problems going on. And you've been kind enough to show me how my voice could be improved and some notes that I should work on. Tell me how you came to this amazing modality or therapy, if you like.
Well, where do I begin? There's each story has an adventure. My sister had got in contact with a lady called Joy from America who works with voice and frequencies. And she brought her over to England to do some workshops. And I spoke to them on Skype. And this lady is a 6'2", part Cherokee, awesome lady. And we connected really well. And we both have a dolphin affinity. So when she came back, we Skyped a lot and talked a lot. And then I told her I was about to fly to the UK to see my family. And she said, oh, I'd so love to meet up with you and see you. And I'd love to take you around some of the sacred sites. And I said, oh, that would be amazing. And then she said to me, well, how about when you come over, I teach you the voice analysis. So I had really no idea what that was at the time. So I said, that sounds interesting. So she told me to buy this little instrument. She said, they don't make them anymore, but you'll be able to get one on eBay or somewhere for $100 plus. So I said, okay. So when we finished the call, I went straight in online, had a look, and up popped one, and it was $20. And I thought, I'm not sure if this is the right one. So anyway, I got in touch with her, and I said, there's one there for $20, and it says la, la, la. And she said, holy moly, the good Lord wants you to do this work. And I can still hear her words in my head now. It's just so funny. So I got in contact with the guy to check it was the right one. And after a conversation with him, he told me that his wife had passed and she was a musician. He sold her a guitar and all her musical instruments. And he had this little gadget and he just threw it in for $20. And along I come. So I was very grateful for that. And I told him it was going to be used for voice work. And I didn't know much more, but it was going to be used for a good cause. Joy took me out and about to meet her friends, and we took the gadget with us, and she had some charts. So she would say, right, you know, do this person's voice and do this person's voice and do this person's voice. So I was doing all these different voices. And after we did the chart, I'd say, well, you know, this note relates to this, and this is the emotional, and this is the physical you're carrying. And people go, yes, that's right, yes, I can relate to that. And I do another one, and I'd say, you're missing that note, and this note relates to that, and that relates to that. And then everybody was saying yes, and I thought, wow. And Joy had said that your voice is a mirror of your physical and emotional self. Well, when she'd said that, I had no idea, but when going around doing these different people, you know, it showed where people were carrying toxins. It shows where there's, if the notes are missing, that they've suffered really low self-esteem in their childhood. And I was just absolutely amazed by it. Oh, I just loved it. I thought, wow, this is powerful stuff. Well, the next bit was to practice the tones. So when you know what weak or missing notes that you may have, it's all about bringing them back into your vibration. So she would say, right, I'm going to play you the note of C sharp, which was one of my weak notes, and that relates to tendons, ligaments and sprains, digestion and asthma. And on the emotional, you're secretly too hard on yourself and you haven't got enough boundaries. Well, funny enough, that was one of my weakest notes. And when I was at school, I was forever spraining my wrists and my ankles. Always had a bandage on. And when she said that, I thought, oh my God, that's amazing. And I have to confess, I've had a few digestive issues all through my life.
Wow, and so, she could tell all of this just from
the voice. Yeah. And, you know, like, well, Joy is a musician. She has an MBE in music. She studied for therapy for 6 years. So she sat me down. She said, right, open your mouth and make this sound. So I'm going, oh. She's going, open your mouth. And I'm going, oh. And she's going, open your mouth. There's no power coming out. And I was thinking, oh, my God. I didn't really have any power in my voice. It was just not something I'd ever really thought about. So anyway, she made me practice and practice. She was going, open your mouth. There's no sound there. There's no power coming through. Oh, my God. Talk about being our taskmaster. So anyway, I had my couple of weeks with her, which was a magical time. And then I went over to the UK and I practiced on a few friends and came back to Australia. And then I sort of practiced more and life went on and I did a bit more. And I didn't really give it 100%, but it was there in the background and I was practicing the toning. And then I sort of really got into it a bit more and practiced with more people and had people come in. And you know, the more and more I went on at finding, working with clients and having such amazing experiences, and some of the things that came up for people, you know, they'd be sobbing their heart out and it was just amazing. I'm thinking, wow, this is all about you empowering yourself with your own voice, bringing back your own strength, your own confidence. Wow. You know, and what I see it now is you are like a piano. You need all 12 notes to play your own beautiful tune. So if you're weak or missing notes, your piano needs a tune-up. You're not at your optimum best. When I find if there's a weak or missing note, it's about bringing that note back into your vibration. So you have to do some toning.
And so did you find that was a release for them when they were able to make the note, or by you being able to recognize the note was missing, that started the journey for them?
Yeah, that was the start, because once you know what you're working with, then you can, you know, because each note relates to a color and a star sign. So I'm a Scorpio. My birth note is G and my color is aqua blue. Well, if you saw my bits and pieces here, I have blue files, I have blue file of facts, I have a blue phone, so I have blueitis. And it's funny because sometimes I say to people, what's your star sign? And they might be a Saggy, which is more of a deeper blue. And I said, well, this is your colour. And they said, oh, I absolutely love that colour, which is, you know, quite interesting.
So I don't know a lot about star signs and colours and things that go with them. It's interesting, though, sometimes you are drawn to colours, aren't you? I know for me it's a deep orangey red sort of colour that always seems to draw me, and I wear that quite a lot. And it's not always an easy colour to wear, and I've actually painted a room in it before, which everybody else hated, but it's interesting that you could be drawn to those colours. So are you saying that they're part of the healing and the balancing?
Yeah, definitely, because that, you know, we are of energy, we are vibration, we are frequency, so you know, we need the sort of the colour vibration within us, our sound, our note, you know, this is who we are. So you say about that colour, so remind me what your star sign was.
Oh, I'm Taurus.
Ah, that's C sharp, so which is the orangey red colour, so you're in tune with your colour.
Okay. So that's what I just have to tell people when the next time I paint a wall in that colour.
Yeah, that's right. That's the colour that you need. It's obviously not their colour. So from there I've made MP3s where people can download an introduction on the 12 notes, and then I just say to people, well, if you just work with your star sign and do the tones, and then if you want to know, you know, what you really need to work with, it's going to really help you, then I suggest like they have their voice analyzed. People have no idea the power of their own voice and how through childhood issues, which could be anything and everything, has stopped the voice, the notes coming through the speaking voice. It's not anything to do with about singing, because when I say to people I work with your voice, they say, oh, do I have to sing?
Right, that's
and I think that's everybody's greatest fear.
Exactly.
And I'm still working on that one.
Okay, so listen, everybody, you don't have to sing if you work with Andrina.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so you just have to talk, and people say, oh my God, what am I going to say? And I said, just tell me, like, part of your journey or your mission or vision or somewhere you would like to go. And once they start, nobody has a problem.
Yeah.
You know, once they just got over that first little bit. So, and then while they're talking, then I'm writing down the notes that their voice picks up, and then I can give them feedback. And then I take them through the toning exercises, and then I give them an MP3 to take away. But just watching people, because I get people to close their eyes when we do it and really work on take deep belly breaths in so they get a longer tone. When they first sit there, they're like quiet, and but I do it with them. So as we go on and they start to do it, and like they sit there, and I think people are just amazed at the sound of their own voice, that
yeah.
There is a power there and how they may have been restricted. I worked with a lady about 6 weeks ago now, and she came to me and her voice was very restricted, and I'd never heard anybody's voice like that before. So anyway, I did her voice and we were working and we were going through the tones, and then I said to her, this note relates to this, this and this, and this is all about your fear, that there's a deeper fear issue. So I said, if you can think of anything. But then all of a sudden I had this like wave of emotion go through me, and I felt so emotional, all these tears came to my eyes, and I realized that she was talking from her throat and not from her heart. And I said that to her, and I said, this is where the blockage is, you're not in your heart space. And she cried and she said, I don't know how to be in my heart anymore. And I realized this was through a past life issue, and whatever it was, I don't need to know that, it doesn't matter. So she really sobbed, she embraced that. And then we worked with the note again, and I could hear us. It wasn't quite restricted. It was still a restriction in her voice, but it was less. And she could hear it as well. And I said, now, if you start practicing, but it's all about being in your heart to do it and not from your head.
Right.
Anyway, so she was really grateful. And then she rang me back later on and she said, I can't thank you enough. She said, because I'm not sure if it was her ex-partner or ex-husband, but they were just about to split up, and they had all the stuff packed up in the house. And when she came back, she happened to sort of talk to him about what had happened, and she just cried and cried, and he cried with her. And she realized with him that she'd never really been in her heart. And so, you know, and she shared a few more things, but she said, oh my God, she said, we're giving it another go, and
wow.
It just feels so good. And I think, wow, I just, you know, I just showed her where there, things may be out of balance, and she's working on it now, and you know what a difference.
Yeah, powerful story as well.
Oh,
it also
God.
Makes me think about you know, children, this whole thing about being seen and not heard,
which is
certainly part of my childhood
experience. The older brigade.
Yeah. But you just wonder what it causes, really, this whole thing about suppressing your voice at the time that you need to. But then as you go through school and when you're out in society, there's so many times when you want to speak up, but you
That's
can't.
Right. And you're
afraid
not
allowed to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what it creates in the end.
And funny enough, because when I was in the UK, my sister and I ran a very alternative funeral business. We were very heart-centered. We were called the ladies in colour as opposed to the men in black. And my sister writes beautiful words. So she would write their celebration of life, and I would be dealing with the bamboo coffins and the clients and taking them to the morgue or the chapel, or, you know, doing all those behind the scenes things.
Yeah.
And she would often say to me, would you like to come up and read a poem? I said, no, thank you. You do that. I'll stay in the background. I'd be terrified. There's no way you'd get me up to speak. Now down the track, I look back and I think, oh my God, I had no idea. I was terrified to speak. I really didn't have a voice. But by doing the work and practicing the work, now I can tone for much, much longer. My tone goes, sometimes I can hear myself going on and everybody else has stopped. And I think, oh my God, that's me.
So you
No, I
found
can't
your
believe it.
voice.
Yeah. And it's still work in progress. I mean, there's, and you can hear people when they ring up, you can hear in their voice if they're happy, if they're sad, or if there's something going
Yeah.
on.
I
And
love that you say it's a work in progress. I think that's a really
God,
it's
yeah.
very important though, because this whole idea that maybe you do a therapy or you start a particular practice and you'll be fixed and it'll all be over, it just isn't that way. And more things will come along in life that will start to set you off balance again. And so it's a process, isn't it, that goes
Oh,
throughout
definitely.
life. And it's about finding something that puts you perhaps in the strongest place you can be to deal with what comes at you. But also then you've got a way of rebalancing if you get thrown off your path. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. And I say, the first thing I say to people when they come and see me, this is not a quick fix. This is homework. It's you taking responsibility for you. And
Yeah.
I really feel now it's my passion and mission on some level to assist others to find their voice. Because there's another little thing I'll share. I worked with a guy and I did his voice, and we were talking afterwards, and he said that he's got a girlfriend and wife, and he can't let both of them go. And I said, oh, lucky you. And we had a little laugh. And then I just happened to say, what's their star sign? So just for example, there we were a Scorpio and a Sagittarius, which is the note of G and G sharp. And I looked at his chart and it was like, oh my God. I went, wow. I said, you're missing both of those notes. And I said, so energetically, you're drawing off of them for the note that you need.
Right.
And I thought, wow. So I've been looking at that. So anyway, he went away and I said, you really need to practice on those two notes, because I said, once you've got those notes inside of you, then you will be coming from a different place, not from a place of need. So he came to see me about 5 weeks later, and I could see from the chart that the note with the girlfriend was a lot stronger.
Yeah.
So so I said to him, how's things going, and how's it going? So he said, oh, I'm really getting on well with the girlfriend. So I said, well, that's nice. So he'd been practicing those notes, so they're now stronger in his vibration, so he's not coming from a place of need. So for me, that was like a real awakening. So I'm looking at the family dynamics now. I just ask people, what's your daughter's star sign and what's your mother's star sign, and
Right.
just to see energetically, because if you're where one person is weak, the other would be strong. So you're both giving each other what you need. But if you're both the same, then you're not giving each other what you need, you know?
Yeah, so I mean with the case of that chap you were working with, I don't know whether he was very weak or very brave actually. He was obviously weak in some ways, but very brave to have a wife and a girlfriend that he was trying to
Well,
manage at the same time.
we'll pass on that one, eh? Some of us haven't even got either. But no, I just love this work. I mean, oh my gosh, I could share with you so many different stories, really. I mean, it's just my passion. So yeah, I just
Absolutely.
love it.
And I can hear that passion in your voice.
And I think if people can find their voice, they'll come from their heart space and they'll be able to say to their partner, well, look, things haven't been right for a while. We need to change this. We need to do something. We can't, it's finding their voice to change and make a difference. And if everybody could, find their voice, what a difference, because people would be more honest and upfront with each other and be more in their power. And we've not been
Yeah.
taught in the past to be in our power. We've not taught to be seen and be heard. We've done everything for everybody else. When the time is now, we have to fill up our own toolbox. We have to be have all our tools in place so that we can be of service to others. It's no good doing it from an empty vessel.
I completely get that. And also just that idea that if you do it from a disempowered space, that's where the fear or the bad feeling comes out. And so then you end up expressing yourself maybe in an angry way or not expressing yourself at all. But if you're going to get that authenticity, that true feeling and your thoughts and the way that you want things to be, it's got to come out through your voice in that way. I can see how that would make the difference. You will be heard fully because you're exactly. expressing yourself authentically. Mm. Now, the purpose of these podcasts, why I started creating them, was I just had this idea about emotional strength and where do we get it from and how do we nurture it in others, how do we nurture it in ourselves. And I can see some tie-ins here with finding your authentic voice. I wonder, Andreina, what does emotional strength mean to you?
I think because I've come over from the UK, I've left all my family behind. I've been here for 6 years now, and that has been the hardest part for me, is my family, because I've got little ones, but I'm off in a few weeks' time to see them all very soon, so that's magic. I thought I was plodding along all right. I thought I was happy-go-lucky to a reasonable degree. And then I came to Australia, and my God, it was the biggest growth period of my life. It was all about me, finding me, learning to love myself, stop looking outside to everyone else for love, which I didn't realize. I think I'd done it for so long, I didn't realize what I was doing. Right. I met a partner, and he mirrored so much back to me. And at the time, I thought, oh, he's this or he's that, and didn't take responsibility. But now, when I look back, I think, wow, these were all mirrors for me to grow and find my strength. And now, I know in my voice the passion is there, and I feel it in my heart. I feel in touch with me now. So I think really I've really come to Australia, and this journey of finding my voice and standing on my own two feet has been the most powerful tool for me. So this is what I want to share with others.
And so your strength has come from that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll say. And emotional wise, I mean, a long time ago through life's issues, I could never cry, just couldn't do it. Now, oh, flip. Something comes up, and within seconds, I'm woo, 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 woo. And it's like, but then I deal with it and move on, like, you know. Right. But I'm embracing the emotions, that they just come up so fast. So it's such a gift.
Wonderful, wonderful. Andreina, thank you so much for spending time today and explaining about this wonderful tool that you have and the modality. It's just been fascinating. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. It's lovely to talk with you, and good luck in all what you do.
Thank you. You've been listening to The Emotional Freedom Show with Diana Rickman and Andreina Forrest. If you'd like to learn more about Andreina and her work, please head over to her website at www.soultone.com.au. If you enjoyed this show, please share it with your friends. Head over to my website to listen to more conversations, or leave a comment at dianarickman.com. And maybe give us a rating on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to sharing with you next time.